Balazs began by explaining how DNR works in general and how projects are permitted on state lands. He also spoke about Alaska's natural gas pipeline project, as well as issues affecting development in Southeast Alaska. Balazs says with most of the land in Southeast Alaska owned by the federal government, the state's opportunities to affect decisions are limited. He says that's why the Parnell administration is focusing on establishing a Southeast state forest and bringing lands currently not state-owned into that forest.
Especially some of the Tongass lands. That's something that we think in the long run is the best way to help sustain what we have left of an industry here and hopefully grow it for the long term.
Balazs says while working in the governor's office under a previous administration, he was involved with discussions on the Tongass Land Management Plan. He says at that time, everyone was excited about what was then known as an adaptive growth strategy. Balazs says there was optimism at the time that timber harvest issues could be resolved, but things did not work out as planned.
The federal system has gotten to be so complicated in many respects that it's really easy for those who want to poke sticks in the spokes and slow things down.
Balazs says the long-term solution is to get forest lands into state hands.
In order to make sure there's stability for the industry so that investments can be made in the infrastructure necessary to support those jobs and the communities here.
He says the Mental Health Land Trust Authority is working to facilitate land exchanges with the federal government. Balazs says there has been debate on whether the best way to acquire federal lands is administrative or legislative.
Trying to get the Congress to agree on anything related to the Tongass is difficult, we'll say.
He says working with the Alaska Mental Health Land Trust, the Parnell administration has been making some progress towards federal land exchanges. Balazs says he's hopeful an exchange will happen late next year. Balazs also spoke about the need for additional energy. He says there's tremendous energy potential in Southeast, especially hydropower. Balazs says what's most needed is transmission lines to connect the power sources to new developments, including mining projects.
Mining is an industry that requires substantial investment, and in order for that investment to make sense, there's got to be a reliable, affordable, stable source of power, and hydro is a great answer to that particular challenge and hurdle.
He says DNR is working to streamline processes without compromising standards so projects can be approved more quickly. Balazs was in Ketchikan last week attending the National Hydropower Association regional meeting. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.